Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today I bring you a very special guest and a doubleheader, Derek O'Neill. Internationally renowned speaker, author, Derek O'Neill is returning to the U.S. and visiting Canada for the first time to share his straightforward advice and humor as he explains the steps to take for success in your life. Derek is also hosting his renowned workshop, More Truth Will Set You Free, Saturday, October 1st at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. Tickets are available online. Derek will show you how to use the tools that you already possess to build a better life. Learn how to use these simple, proven techniques and principles to change your life. All you need to do is show up. I think that's rule number one, Derek. Success is waiting for you, and Derek's going to show you the blueprint to your future. So, Derek, what an honor it is to visit with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle, for inviting me to speak on your very well-known show, it seems.
Thank you. Well, there's only three ways you get on my show. One, I love you. Two, you're a client. Or three, my friends love you. And so I got so lucky that John Siebert introduced us. He's also very dear friends with my good friend Allison Arnold. And so I trust either one of them. And when I started reading through your website and your material, I thought, wow, I am really lucky to be able to visit with Derek because I love what you're doing, on the planet. I should say. I'd say locally, but it's globally.
Thank you. Yes, I like to say that I'm actually not the doer, that, you know, I'm here to serve in as best a capacity as I can to empower people to build their future and to understand the truth that actually we are far more powerful than we allow ourselves to be.
What do we need to do to give ourselves permission to get out of our own way, Derek?
Well, that's a great question. And the first thing to get out of your own way is to what I call, you know, make a pledge to look back at the past for the last time. And what do I mean by that? So many people get caught up in cycles of always visiting the hard times in their lives, the bad times, the times when things were not going so great in their life. And what I do is I try to encourage them to really and genuinely say, I'm going to look back at events that happened in my life for the very last time. And what I'm going to do when I look back on these events is I'm going to ask very clearly and specifically, what message did that event have for me as an individual that I need to know now in order to move forward?
Well, doesn't the past keep repeating until we make those decisions? I keep having crazy things happen to me, and I stop and say, oh, this is just part of my story. Because every really wonderful person or every person that's really made it to where they want to go, they have a story behind them. So I look at it and go, oh, this is just adding to my story, the book of my life, the movie that will be made one day.
well, you know, no better than an Irish man to tell a story or two, you know. It's part of our heritage in the Irish tradition to story tell. But the difference between telling your story and what I call creating more drama by recreating parts of the story that no longer need to be spoken about, right. No longer need to be experienced, and, you know, definitely can be brought forward in a more positive and productive way.
Now, speaking of stories, one thing I always love to start out with, and Derek, you offer so many amazing tools and products and services of how and what people can do to change their lives. But please tell us why. I really love your vision statement and your mission statement. But you talk about, or you shared with me over email, your story about going to India and how everything kind of started there. Will you tell us that?
Sure, yes. Basically, what happened was I had just finished training as a psychotherapist, and I was going on to a higher level of psychotherapy. And in order to do so, I was required to read a book called The Pathology of Everyday Life by Carl Gustav Jung. And I went to a shop one Sunday afternoon in Ireland. My wife and my daughter were with me at the time. And I went in to buy this book. And the shop I went into to buy the book didn't have that book. But as I was reaching to the top shelf for another book on psychology, a book literally fell off the shelf below, hit my foot. And when I was bending down to pick up this book, my daughter at that moment in time, who would have been around maybe 7 or 8 years of age at the time, she handed me a package of incense sticks with a name called Sai Baba.
Oh, yes.
The incense sticks.
I know.
I had never heard of Sai Baba.
Really?
And I had no awareness of you know, that there was a being or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as I picked up the book, the title of the book was Sai Baba, Man of Miracles.
Yes. My stepdad lived with him for 3 or 4 years.
Well, he definitely has entered my consciousness on a very high level, because I ended up buying that book, going home, and I was in private practice at the time, and I had just a room in my home that I was starting off in. And it was a Sunday evening, as I say, and the two children, my son and daughter, had been put to bed, and I went in to tidy up my office and get ready for the next day's appointment, of which I had about 7 people or so booked in. And I began to read the book, and being a good, brought up, dragged up Catholic, this book was basically saying that, you know, there was a being who was doing the same type of events as, like, Jesus was doing on the planet, like,
yes,
giving people hope and, you know, even restoring their sight and all sorts. And, like, I got really angry. And, you know, because, you know, as I said, the teachings told me that, you know, I was obviously reading about the Antichrist.
Mm.
So I got the book and I literally threw it in the trash and continued cleaning the office. And then the next morning I awoke to the phone ringing, and it was my first appointment cancelling because something dramatic had come up in their life and they couldn't make their appointment. And literally within an hour and so many minutes, I had the 7 people cancel their appointments, which has never happened before, and thank God has never happened since. So it left me with a day with nothing really to do, so I decided I would catch up on my casework and stuff. So I went back into the office, and there was the book still in the trash. And, you know, it seemed to have some energy, and I picked it out and I began to read it again. And literally, I the anger started to rise again. And next thing, I heard something that I had never experienced in my life. Since the age 5, I was guided by, let's call it, a higher self or a source that mm-hmm. was a great comfort to show me how to serve people with love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And that voice was always my own. So it wasn't, it hadn't any accent, it was always my own. And sometimes this is great information for people to hear, because sometimes when they hear about psychic people, they think that they hear other voices or something. And of course, you know, the truth is that it's just your own higher self experiences explaining something to you. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, it was the strangest of all instances, because it actually said, "Why don't you call to me?" And, like, I had never heard an Indian voice in
my
head.
Don't speak, right? I was going to say, you don't speak Indian, so you knew it wasn't you.
Absolutely. And so, you know, here I was hearing this voice, and I just went, what's going on here? So I put the book down. I, you know, rang a colleague of mine, and I said, listen, I've just had to have an experience, and I hope that you can get me a nice, comfortable cell with plenty of padding on it when people say I'm mad, because I think I've just found God on earth. And, you know, we laughed and joked and thought nothing too much more of it. But the experience was so intense that I decided to go to India.
Wow.
And literally within 2 weeks of that event, myself and the colleague I rang in order to, as I say, get me the comfortable cell, she too said, oh, I'm going with you. This is a crazy experience. I'm going with you. So, you know, that was great. And then we went to a mind, health and body exhibition, like a mind, body and spirit over here, I think they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happened then was a complete and utter consciousness blowout, in which myself and this same colleague were there, and we're looking at some crystals and stuff on the table. And next thing, this man comes over, taps me on the shoulder and says, are you Derek O'Neill? And I looked at him and I went, sorry, do I know you? And he just said, you know of me. Can I speak to you for a moment? So I said, sure. And he said, come over and take a seat at this table where there was only two chairs. So we went over. I sat down with this gentleman. There was two chairs. And next thing, this man literally starts to tell me about every event that I had ever experienced in my life. And I don't mean a psychic reading, you know, that was like, oh, is there a Tom in your life? And then when there's not a Tom, it's, oh, it must have been a cat. It was a Tom cat. I don't mean a hit and miss. I mean, this was, you know, when you were 5, you did your first healing. When you were 7, this happened. And it was so accurate. I had every emotion under the sun arise in me in one go. Now, you know, as a psychotherapist, I know you can only hold one emotion at any time. Like, you can either hold love or hate, but you can't hold both together. But I literally had this experience. And I looked at this man with a tremendous amount of fear in my being. And I asked the question, who are you? And he just said, I have something for you. And basically, he slid this tin across the table. And he said, you asked for vibhuti, now you must come. And I was just blown away, because the night I rang my colleague to tell her about this book and what had happened, I wrote a letter to Sai Baba India. That's how I addressed the letter. Sai Baba India, if you are who they say you are, send me vibhuti and I will come.
Wow, that is incredible. Derek, we're going to take a quick break. I hate to cut you off there.
Not at all.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear the rest of this. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think The whole world addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and we are visiting with a very special guest, Derek O'Neill. Derek is going to be in town in Phoenix October 1st at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel with his seminar, More Truth Will Set You Free. And that is clearly the truth. I love the truth and justice. I could watch all the detective shows all night long. So, Derek, you are sharing your personal story, because one thing, you know, that I do and the work that I do is help people tell their why. It's not just what you're doing, but what inspired you to do what you're doing. You know, why are you changing the world? You work with, you know, people individually as well as organizations, as well as countries practically. I mean, you are have really undertaken, you know, well, I guess the path of a Sai Baba.
Yes, well, basically, when I arrived in India, I seen what I believed were children playing in the sand. And, you know, that's what my mind was telling me I was looking at. But then when I looked more closely, I actually realized I was looking at children begging who had literally, you know, huge amounts of their body missing.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I just seen this, and all of a sudden, I knew why I was born on this planet.
And that's the work that you help people rediscover, reconnect to themselves, their core values, the God-given or universal gifts that they bring to the world. And we feel better when we're on path and on purpose, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, I really believe that true service to others, we find our own inner bliss, our own joy. And, you know, I don't look at these people as poor people. I look at these people as gifts to my life that give me the opportunity to serve them in the way that I do. And how I do that is the money that I raise through the workshops that I do, a huge percentage of that is used in all the projects in El Salvador, India, Ireland, America, all over the world. I have these projects where I build schools, orphanages, and I'm currently trying to build a 100-bedroomed hospital in India. And so, you know, it's my grace. It's by the grace of God. It's by the grace of Source that I'm allowed to serve these people. It is my honor and it is my privilege to do this. This is not that I am better than them. I am not. These people have shown me, actually, one of the greatest lessons, and I'd like to share that lesson. It is that, you know, jealousy is a very large emotion that causes a lot of suffering in the world. And what I've learned by just doing the likes of that work is that you cannot be jealous of people who have less than you do.
Right. I've been the victim of that a few times.
Sure.
I love that your work shows up. I mean, you are living and breathing and teaching your mission statement and your vision. And that's so true that when we help others, we're really helping ourselves. And I don't want to get off topic, but I personally believe a lot of this reawakening and the whole 2012 thing is just the shift of consciousness. And if we don't start seeing everyone on the planet as connected to us, we are responsible for other humans. We are all one. Then we have to have these kind of changes happen until we recognize that vision.
Absolutely. And it's true. People like yourself who's doing the likes of the work of allowing somebody like myself to give a message that I have, which is the exact same message as actually everybody else has. It's just that we use slightly different words or experiences to explain it. But you're absolutely correct when you say that now is a time in the world's evolution where, and I can say this from experience because I will never talk on a subject that I have not experienced myself. So I now see a shift in consciousness, and it's a very basic shift, but it's very dynamic. And that shift is that I now see the West awakening, and actually I see India beginning to go to sleep. Because when I first visited India 12 or 13 years ago, I went into villages where, you know, the poverty was great. I now go to that same village, and I kid you not when I say they have iPhones and they have flat-screen televisions. And I sat there and I went, oh, my God, look what's happening because of Mother Nature's shift in her consciousness. She now has people in the West who have had all the materialistic wealth that they thought would bring them happiness, and are now being shown how fragile that wealth is. And of course, the truth that, you know, all the materialistic wealth in the world does not bring you the sort of joy that I feel by just picking up a child with leprosy or something and just hugging that child and not fearing that I would get leprosy, because I believe that disease cannot be where love is.
Yes. Well, gosh, that's a whole other show, is that every disease has a certain vibrational frequency to it and is stemmed from something emotional. It can only truly be emotional or environmental, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the one frequency that is beginning to awaken to eliminate disease actually is the frequency of spirituality.
I want to get back to all the amazing things that you do. You describe yourself as a motivational analyst, and I love that you focus on the positive. You say that you find the root cause of your success and you build on it. Like, you're coming from a place of positivity and helping people accentuate their successes. And because when we focus on those, more of them come around.
Absolutely. Again, I believe that our mind is creating a reality, that our mind is an extremely powerful projector, and it is projecting in front of us anything that is happening there. So when we begin to understand this, well, then we also need to understand how we need to, what I call, self-talk. Now, self-talk means, you know, we need to give ourselves, you know, a little bit of, in Irish it's called mot on far, which means a pat on the back or well done. And one of the things with spiritual people is they seem to think that that's an egotistical thing to do, and they're running from it. And in doing so, they're actually starving themselves of the spiritual energy that says, yes, you've done a good job, but you don't have to reach for the fruits of your actions. And so the more positive we can be about everything in our lives, well, then the more positive stuff happens to us that then leads us to be stronger and stronger, and just to begin to understand that suffering is actually part of our journey. And when you accept that suffering on the level of it's only a messenger, that's when big change comes into your life. And when big change comes into your life, it is your duty at that stage to then bring that change of positivity into the lives of other people who also need it.
So you help people really understand whatever they've created in their life is also what is occurring in their subconscious, because we're operating 90% of us from our subconscious versus our conscious mind. So by making them aware of that and shifting the way in which they view a situation changes their reality. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's like I have a what I call a case history that really explains how powerful the mind is and how deep it is and how it needs to be addressed in order for change to take place. And it's a client that came to me many years ago now, and this client had come to me because another client had come to stop smoking. And the client was so impressed that I could stop them literally smoking something like 60 cigarettes a day. And within a half an hour, I had them completely off the cigarettes.
Wow.
And just shown them how to use their own mind. And this person said, my daughter has been in her house for 4 years and she hasn't been outside. And I said, oh, does she suffer from agoraphobia? And this person said, no, she has a tremendous fear of feathers.
Wow.
And
oh, my goodness.
What? And he said, do you do house calls? And actually, I did not do house calls. And I said, no, but I said, would there be any chance that you could get her here? I said, because I know I can help her. So he went back and he spoke to her. And before I knew where I was, she was in my office.
Wow.
And we did a find and search technique in which I used a little bit of hypnosis, a little bit of self-discovery, a little bit of meditation breathing. And lo and behold, it was about 2 hours later, up came this memory. It was a Christmas morning and her father came in and into the sitting room where she was playing with her toys. And he picked her up and he hugged her and she actually could feel there and then in my office, she felt his fear, his sadness, as he explained to her that her mother would no longer be coming home because actually her mother had died of cancer in hospital. And, you know, she's there, she's hearing this information, her mind is processing this information as a child, and I'm there and I'm saying to her, hold on a moment, your father is there, he's holding you, what are you doing? And she said, I'm just looking at him. And I said, and are you looking at anything else? And she begins to describe that she's looking at the Christmas tree, she's looking at the lights flashing on the Christmas tree, and I just went, what's on top of the Christmas tree? And she said, it's an angel. And I said, what's the angel made of? And she said the magic words.
Feathers.
And literally, her mind was recalling the loss and grief and fear of losing her hero, losing her mother. And that's why every time she seen a feather, it was being recharged unconsciously, which, as we know, is probably one of the greatest sufferings a being can go through, to not know the root cause of why they're suffering.
Awesome. I've heard from one of my guests, we'll talk about it on the other side, we're going to take another very quick break, but how early that can actually imprint the brain. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. We're visiting with Derek O'Neill, talking about his upcoming, well, we're just about to talk about his upcoming event, More Truth Will Set You Free. It's about building your future. And number one, getting out of your own way. But the work that Derek does helps you realign to your path and your purpose, regardless of what your religious beliefs might be. But there's a reason we're all here on the planet. And I know that for me personally, and I believe for many others, that when we are on path and on purpose, we feel good about ourselves, no matter how hard of a time we might be having, no matter what is going around us. I know that if I knew I was supposed to get to the top of Mount McKinley, I'd be able to do so if I knew that was my path, no matter how much snow there was, or ice or cold or whatever that was. We're also talking about what holds us back often are things that we don't even know to be true. So there are ways when working with people like Derek, a psychologist who also has a knowledge of many other modalities of healing and health and wellness and spirituality, that we can break through those. And what's great about the subconscious is that kind of change can often be instant. When we recognize where a problem is coming from and you identify it, it can go away quite instantly. Derek, we were talking about the subconscious mind and how, you know, one of your clients who you were able to help free, literally, because she had locked herself indoors and didn't even realize the little tape that was playing over in our head. But things that have happened to us when we're a child, and I was told by one of my guests that your subconscious is forming 6 months prior to you even being conceived. So whatever your mom and dad are experiencing or however you were conceived, whatever energies they were exposed to, whatever they were feeling, whatever is going on in their life, physically, emotionally, financially, 6 months before your egg was actually fertilized, up to about 8 years old, is trapped within us, and we live playing those tapes over and over. Whatever belief systems, you know, our parents had or the people that were around us during those sensitive years have formed today's reality. And when you can work with someone like Derek or attend a workshop and help get out of your own way, you'd be amazed at how fast everything turns around. Wouldn't you say, Derek?
Absolutely. And as you say, there is so many different modalities and systems that can help. And of course, the message here is that it's time that all the therapists and all the systems began to work in cooperation instead of competition. Because
yes,
at the end of the day, we're all trying to do a service that we believe is helpful to other people. And as you absolutely correctly say, when I've been using hypnosis, say, in the past, I've had people literally rebirth themselves. You know, I had somebody who had psoriasis all over their body, and we were doing hypnosis for something else. And, you know, for weight loss, actually, it was. And what happened was they began to remember being in the womb and hearing arguments and all sorts going on outside of the womb. Mm-hmm. And they rebirthed themselves, and when they did, their psoriasis disappeared. So, you know, that's how powerful our mind is. And all of these techniques that I've learned over the years, I've learned not only for the sake of learning them, I've learned so that I too could free myself of any unknown victimization that I may have had within my own being. Because, you know, as I have in my book, you know, I've been sexually abused so many times now. I at one stage I thought I had a neon sign over my head saying, come get me, you know.
Right.
And, you know, all of those experiences I now understand could either have made me or broke me. And
right,
thank God they made me who I am now. I'm a very well-functioning person. I'm not perfect, thank God also. And, you know, I just like to be able to show people techniques ranging from, you know, rising star healing modalities, prima birthing, which is like rebirthing, to hypnotherapy, psychotherapy. And when somebody comes to the workshop, basically what we do is I begin to talk on, say, a chosen subject like alcoholism, for instance. And, you know, I love laughing at life. I feel that the more we laugh at life, the better we're going to be. And so one of the things I say to people is, if you're going to ask a question in the play shop, I don't even call them workshops anymore, in the play shop, always put your hand up and say, I have a friend, you know, which yeah. is a great way of disconnecting.
Exactly.
And everybody laughs, of course. And, you know, when then somebody does put up the hand and talks about their friend, we know it's them.
Right.
And what happens then is we enter into this unconscious and conscious contract in which I bring everybody in the room, and I've had, you know, up to 1,500 people in a room, and everybody left feeling that I had spoken to them personally.
Wow.
On the day. And that's because I'm talking about the blueprint of life all the time. I believe that there's only really two real main paths that need to be addressed in anybody's life, and it is their attraction to pleasure and their aversion to pain. And, you know, sometimes pain can actually be love in disguise. Sometimes pain can be a messenger to say, you know, something here is not absolutely in alignment with love, truth, peace, non-violence, and right conduct. And so what begins to happen is the unconscious mind begins to override the conscious mind, and that's when we enter into this agreement in which we are all one. There is no difference between a lump of coal and what makes it up and what makes up the human body.
That's right. And if you've ever seen What the Bleep, they'll break it down even further when you can see the molecules of how connected we truly are. Derek, why is it that conditionally we will move away from pain faster than we will move towards pleasure? You know, we know what we don't want, but if we would spend more time focusing on where we want to go and the positive things, we would actually attract that faster.
Absolutely. And I believe one of the main reasons is actually that the likes of, you know, media that is geared for just profit and not actually service plus profit can be so overpowering at times that, you know, it's trying to sell you the materialistic elements and saying, you know, this will give you pleasure, buy this television. And of course, you know, here's the latest television, it's 60 inches wide. And as soon as you buy it, guess what? A month later, they've come up with the 62-inch television. And it's the carrot in front of the donkey. And so we're forever chasing that. But as I do say in my workshop, be very knowledgeable that when happiness walks in the door, happiness will always have its twin brother, sadness, with it.
Mm. Well, God or the universe created everything and its opposite equally.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I say, you know, sadness is not here to hurt her. Sadness is here to say something is out of alignment. Would you like to discover what it is that's out of alignment and then move back into alignment? And that's what we do in these workshops. We come together, we share a sacred bond, we share a sacred space. I've studied the seven major religions so that, you know, if somebody pulls what I call a religious question, I can turn around and break that religious question down to a much more practical 2011 answer, rather than, you know, Allah, aha, Nikahum, or some Aramaic when Jesus was walking the planet. And, you know, when he said, as in the Bible, it says, blessed are the meek. Whilst when you actually realize what he did say, he said, blessed is he who lets go of anger and becomes soft.
Mm.
And there's a little bit of a difference in those two interpretations. And when I give people the likes of this information, it just inspires them to begin to look. Because one thing that I always say in my workshops is, don't believe a word I'm about to say.
You know, that was the next thing I was going to comment on, and I love that. You say, check it out for yourself, and that's the same principle I have on my show. And my show is very similar to your website, actually, with all the incredible products and services that you offer, is that it's mainstream to metaphysical. So, you know, if you're very mainstream-minded, but, again, you don't have the joy, happiness, or purpose that you want, and something is missing, then why wouldn't you be open to looking at both sides? And reverse, if you're too metaphysical, perhaps you need to look a little more mainstream. It's also all about balance. And I just try to be a vehicle to give individuals like yourself who are making a difference in this world. I do believe that radio is a very spiritual medium because although we'll be, you know, this show is airing Saturday today, it's going to go on forever. Radio waves go on forever. So whatever your intention is or the intention of my guest, I feel responsible to that message because that vibration is out there in the universe.
Well, as I said, you know, service comes in so many different ways, and the service that you're doing to the world is as great as, you know, something I teach people again in the workshop is, I said, you know, all you need to do is every day of your life, if you pick up one piece of trash, just one piece every day off the ground and put it in the trash bin, you will be helping to clean up this world every day. And if every being on this planet was just to pick up that one piece of trash, we would save something like $100 million a year on street cleaning.
So you have to break it down like that, Derek. I think sometimes we feel so overwhelmed or we've lost our power. We don't realize how important each one of us is to the world and our friends and our family and the planet. And that one person like yourself can make a huge difference. And I mean, we're seeing more of that now where if you get one wristband for, you know, a dollar, but a million people do it, how powerful that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you say, that's, you know, creating a service, creating awareness, because without awareness, we are going to continue to sleepwalk on this planet. And we're going to just see, unfortunately, we'll begin to see more and more and more tragedy, whilst we don't need to see that because we can change it today. We can change it by listening to these radio shows. We can change it by having an open mind. As I do say, doubt is a great tool to dig into the truth, but never close your mind.
And speaking of incidences, I know, you know, we just passed over again September 11th and it was remembered, you know, but what, how we need to learn from these events as to not repeat them and build a positive future without fear, you know, because at the same time, we do, our collective consciousness creates the reality. And as you were saying, I mean, the majority of traditional media is ruled by the corporate dollar. So you're going to hear what they want you to hear. Very fortunate to have Voice America and even KWSS, which are independent stations, that they go after people with the best messages and then help them create a voice to what is going on so that, like the work that you do, Derek, people can make their own decisions. Make a better informed decision. You don't have to like me or what I'm saying, but at least get the facts that are perhaps unfiltered.
Oh, wonderful. That, you know, you've just summed it up extremely well.
Thank you. And I'll be contacting you after the show to find out why you don't have your own radio program.
Well, you know, God is good and he's preparing me probably for something like that because it is something that I feel I have a lot to offer in what we call the analytical process that I can bring somebody or the world through, as well as I hope that this is the truth when I say I have a heart that is so big it walks about 20 people behind me.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, if you were on Voice America, you'd have like 2.8 million people behind you.
Oh, well, hey, let that grow with a good prayer that soon it'll be 25 million more.
Exactly. Well, we are so lucky. Let's talk more about, again, I'm a triple Virgo, so I really love truth, justice, and more truth will set you free, building your future. Your upcoming event, which is going to be right here in Arizona, we get to have you all to ourselves, but you can also visit Derek's website because, and is the best site the sq-wellness.com currently?
Yes, that's the website that's most.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of free material and, of course, some paid-for material on that website that will just give people a really good flavor of what's out there for them.
Well, and you're coming to cities near us all over, so it's, you know, people can visit the site and find out where you'll be. But we're going to have you here to ourselves October 1st. And the Arizona Biltmore, if you've never been there, goodness, it is absolutely beautiful. You couldn't be in a more serene, amazing place, conveniently located no matter where you are coming from. And then details, of course, are located on sq-wellness.com. For more information about how to get your tickets, of course, you save money buying them in advance, so we want to be sure to do that. But the wonderful thing is, I mean, they walk away with a workbook and an audio meditation. And I love when there's play shops, as you call them, that, you know, it's easy to get excited when we're there. But then when we re-enter the real world or our perception of what we think is the real world, we need tools to help us stay in that energy, something that can remind us.
Absolutely. And that's one of the why I created the workbook and the audio meditation was because I was realizing that people were leaving my workshop and then within a couple of months they had seemed to have forgotten a lot of what they had learned and the energy they set in, and they felt, you know, a little bit distracted. So what this workbook actually does for them is it gives them that connection. And they can remember mm-hmm. the subjects that we spoke about when in the workshop and then relate them to what's going on in the workbook. And by the time they're finished using the workbook, because I believe this workbook is a 12-month workbook.
Great.
That it'll give you 12 months of insights. It's a workbook that works with you in that when you take, you know, the first couple of tests, or exercises that are within the workbook, the whole idea then is when you revisit the workbook in a month's time, that you will actually see physically for yourself the changes that have occurred because you have initiated the exercises.
Awesome. Speaking of change, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place, for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and we're visiting with Derek O'Neill. If you've missed any portion of this show, that's okay. You can catch it on our podcast and, of course, off my Facebook page if you are a friend or a fan. Derek will be in town for his seminar, More Truth Will Set You Free, October 1st at the Arizona Biltmore. And we were just talking a little bit about that, Derek. You have a very reasonable price. If you are ready to change your life, then no excuses. You're also going to get an audio meditation to help you, as well as a workbook to keep you in the habit of making change. And I mean, after a year, Derek, I mean, things should become a habit and we should be on autopilot, really.
Well, in the training in psychotherapy, they say that it takes 21 days to form a habit, so it should only take 21 days to eliminate that same habit. So, you know, even a 21-day cycle, which is, of course, the 3/7, you know, which is a very spiritual path, it's about accessing the three parts of the mind, conscious, subconscious, and what we call superconscious.
But again, if you're helping people access, you know, the subconscious and the superconscious, and if people don't know what that means, I mean, our bodies are running 90% of the time on our subconscious. I mean, you don't have to remind yourself to blink or move your arm or which muscles you need to engage when you want to walk. That's autopilot. The rest is thinking. And then so many of the activities and thoughts we've had a million times. Sometimes we're not even having new conversations with ourselves. But, some of those changes that you're able to make are instant. I mean, there's that stigma, like change is a process, which can be true, but you don't have to burn your finger on the stove 21 times in a row to know not to touch the stove. So some of these can be very instant quantum leaps when you're able to work with someone like Derek, who uses so many different modalities. You're so well versed on in the majority of the probably most popular world religions that you're able to relate to someone in their belief system, as well as what their blocks might be, because certain blocks, just like certain diseases, link back to certain conditions. So often, you know, they can say, oh, a gallbladder issue or something happening in your liver is this. It's rejection, or you know what I'm saying? These things tie together and we know where the root is. Something like an addiction is just the effect. It's not the cause. It's just how that person is handling the situation. So when you can look at that and work with someone like Derek, either through a workshop or through the many different services he provides through his website or coaching, you can make quantum leaps. This change doesn't have to be a process. And we are in the perfect time right now. We're in the fourth quarter of the year. Most people are starting to look at their past, what they want to create in the future as we head towards December 31st. Why not start now? You don't have to wait till January 1 to have your best life ever and to work with Derek to get back on your path and your purpose, rediscover your blueprint. And Derek, that must have been peaceful for you in some ways when, you know, you had that stranger approach you and quote your whole life to you, but now you understand why different things happened and how that's helping you show up in the world to help others.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, as you've just said, you know, one of the patterns that people have in their mind is they think that they have to hit rock bottom before they say stop, and that's not true. They can actually, I look at it like an elevator. They can, you know, they're going down, but they don't have to hit the lobby. They can actually stop the lift at any level they wish. And, you know, that takes courage because it means having to show up for your life. It means having to, you know, stand there and say, I need help. And, you know, no matter what healing journey we do, it'll always start with the statement, I need help. And, you know, then people like yourself and myself, manifest or come to be, and people can come along and hear firsthand how people are changing. Like, one of the most dramatic things that I can recall happening in a More Truth Will Set You Free workshop was when I was in New York, and I think there was 600 or 700 people in the workshop, and this lady put her hand up and she had quite bad scoliosis, and she said, could I help her? And I said, well, you know, I know a technique called the Rising Star Healing System, and I said, you know, I'm willing to give it a go. I had learned this technique through very deep meditation when I was in Tibet and India and these places. And I put this lady literally lying on a trestle table that we had took in from the corridor, because we didn't have a plinth, because I wasn't expecting to do this. And I began to run consciousness or energy down her spine, her own energy, plus the energy that makes us all up. And all of a sudden, you could hear click, 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 click. And this lady straightened her spine. in front of 700 people. So I did not need to do any advertising for my workshop per se after that, I can tell you.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, you know, we love transformations, and it's things like that that make us believers. But truly, everything is possible. And we realize and reconnect to source and whatever that energy is that we believe in. We feel better. We become more empowered. We give ourselves permission to live the life that we want. And it's just starting there, right, Derek? I mean, number one, ask for help. That's probably the first rule. Then the second rule is show up. But you'd be surprised that when you ask, and a lot of people have, you know, pride or ego or different things, or we just don't realize. We think we already have asked, but maybe we actually haven't. Or maybe we want everybody around us to be psychic and they don't know we need help, that we think they can figure it out. I know women are super guilty of that, but don't be afraid to ask for help. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about Bob Proctor lately. I just got back from his conference. Make your gratitude list. And I bet that's easy for you, Derek, because you've seen and witnessed and experienced so much, and you know how lucky. There's so many things we take for granted. And when you start really appreciating the little things that we have, no matter how serious the situation is around you, physically, mentally, or emotionally, other good things start coming in and they outweigh whatever we might be going through.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, 3 years ago, not too far from the 25th of August, 3 years ago, my wife died and everybody was waiting for me to crash with her death. And because Linda and I did work like the Bardo Todal or the Tibetan Book of the Dead training when we were in India, we were getting prepared that, you know, as I do jokingly say, you don't come here with a two-way ticket, you know. You come here because you're going back to where you came from. So when Linda passed, people were able to watch me use the very tools that I teach and to process her experience of returning to the light. And it was such a wonderful gift that this great rock in my life, this great being in my life, would actually, even in her death, give me a service that I could show people that grief is a natural process. But if you have tools, sacred tools, tools that are given to you by your religious upbringings or whatever, that's the very time to apply those teachings, and the life that has just passed will be celebrated with the greatest party. And as you know, the Irish are, you know, suckers for parties.
Absolutely. Well, that was wonderful. And I think that's another reason that you're so successful and you're touching so many lives is because, number one, you walk your talk, and number two, you're an inspiration because you're so open with sharing your story, where you've been, where you're going, and how you got there. And I think that's what separates you from others. I mean, someone who perhaps was born with a silver spoon or the world was handed to them might be out helping others, but the people they're helping might not be able to relate to them because they haven't actually walked in our shoes. But there's so many amazing things that you've experienced that you help others walk through because you've been there. And so when they see that in you, they know that anything is possible for them as well.
I definitely feel that when people hear me saying, thank you for the hurt, thank you for the suffering, thank you for all those experiences because they have made me who I am, it can just change their whole point of view, and they begin to feel stronger in themselves and go, hey, maybe I've just been too hard on myself. So, you know, I'm very grateful to hear such a wonderful analogy of what you think I am, but I can tell you that there are many people like me on this planet. There are many people like me who don't get an opportunity to come on your radio show and speak to speak and walk the talk. And for all of those people, I give thanks and gratitude.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. It's been an honor. You can find Derek October 1st right here in Phoenix. If you don't live here, fly in. He's going to be at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. There's not a more beautiful setting. So tickets are available. You can visit his website, sq-wellness.com. That's sq-wellness.com. And if you've missed any portion of this show, that's okay. Stay tuned for the next hour. You're going to get a doubleheader. Derek, a pleasure. I look forward to even hopefully meeting you myself on the first.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. On the physical, we will meet. We have already met, of course, in the etheric.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
I hope everybody has an incredible weekend. We will see you in 7.
I'm blindfolded on this roller coaster they call life. Keep trying to make it through that next turn. Knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go.
Been listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Connected.